you look at them one by one, for some of them at least, the reaction can be, gee, is the glass half empty or half full? For example, when 60% say that their workload is reasonable, that means that 40% think it's not.
Yeah. And the numbers that we often see with these surveys, and in fact you saw it in your survey of SES workers, people pretty much really like the work, and we hear that over and over again. They love the mission. That's by and large why they chose to become feds. So those, not really surprising. The couple of things that surprised me were the leadership numbers, and people still they're comfortable with their leadership. But it still doesn't, there's still some room for improvement, I guess.
Yeah, well, the other interesting question always is, you know, what's behind those answers? And there are an awful lot of questions on this survey, so there is obviously a limit how deeply you're going to probe. But it would be interesting to know more about why they have the answers they do, why they have those impressions, and what their real concerns are.
You, of course, did a survey of your own. The Senior Executive Association did its own survey. And how do these, are the findings, your findings similar to what you're hearing in the OPM survey?
Well, the problem with the OPM survey is that only 2% of those who took the survey were SESers. And I have been unable to find any data broken out with regard to those. And our survey of the SES a few years ago had to do with their own pay and performance system. And this past year, we surveyed 14s and 15s about the SES. So very different kinds of data.
And overall, the agencies that we continually hear about, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, those agencies tend to do a very good job.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, and I'm sure it's not easy to do what they have accomplished, and I want to make that clear. But I think they do have one advantage, and that is that they're more self-contained, if you will. We're not talking about a department with half a dozen or more component agencies. So they can pretty much keep more of a focus and address the culture and make the changes, I think, a little more easily than others can.
They can be more agile.
To say that, you know, their performance in that regard isn't admirable.
Yeah, they can be more agile almost. They can adjust as things. It's the nice thing that comes with being a relatively small agency.
Indeed.
As you pull these numbers and do you end up going through these? Do these end up influencing how you look at your job as you move forward?
Well, certainly there are some bits and pieces there that are of interest to us. For example, the question about whether agencies are dealing with poor performers, which almost inevitably an awful lot of people say they aren't. And we've been talking about that issue for years. It's one that deserves about a 20-minute conversation here. But,
yeah.
But if the poor performances aren't being addressed, we think there are some reasons they aren't, and there are some things that can be done to encourage dealing with that.
And were you at all surprised, because there are some sections where they talk about merit pay, and overall, feds said that they, I have it right here, so less than half of the respondents thought that promotions were based on merit. Less than 50%. That I guess, didn't really surprise me, but, you know, I know it's been a big focus.
That's troublesome. You always have to wonder about that, you know, whether it's just almost inevitable that, gee, I think I'm doing a terrific job. Why did he or she get the promotion? Or whether part of the problem is that there's not enough clarity or transparency about the bases on which these promotions are made, or whether indeed there is favoritism. So I think that's a tough one to look at just on the basis of that one question.
I was actually talking to Mike Causey, and he was having lunch with a couple of feds, and he said, you know, these surveys come and go. They don't, and a number of the numbers didn't change all that much. Are these surveys even valuable?
Well, That's a very good question. I guess they're valuable to the degree that they're used. I'm sure that there are people right now at OMB who are taking a look at their results, which got some attention, and trying to figure out what's going on there. How much is done with the results, and whether indeed this is sufficient or whether in some cases you really need to drill deeper is another question.
Did that surprise you at all? The numbers really at OMB really dropping pretty precipitously.
Yeah, well, you know, OMB is a tough place to work, and I started my government career there, so. And I don't think it's changed over the years. If anything, it's probably gotten tougher. Every administration comes in with their own management agenda, with their own approach to the budget, and it's a tough job. There are challenges. There's a lot of pressure. Having said all that, however, one still has to ask what in the world contributed to that result. And I'm sure they're asking that over at OMB.
Yeah, OMB is interesting because in the end, it's not very big. I think much smaller than a lot of people presume, given all the things that OMB touches. And yet, unlike some agencies like the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, you are really in the spotlight. And if something goes wrong, people really focus on your work.
Indeed, and especially now when OMB is playing a role on personnel reform, so it's not a fun place for them to be.
Anything in this survey tell us about that that look at personnel reform and this whole concept, this elusive concept of making government cool again? Does this tell you anything about those kinds of issues?
Well, I think, you know, we know that the people who work in government like their jobs, as you said. And I think there seem to be inevitably, in recent years, constant discussions about reforms. I mean, reforms in how we hire, how we pay people. So it's a much less certain career, if you will, than it used to be 25 years ago.
Yeah.
The degree to which the average citizen is aware of all that turmoil is another question. So I think the real issue is how good a job are we doing, you know, in college campuses to let these young people know how exciting government is to work in and how interesting the jobs are. And unfortunately, I don't think, obviously, well, not unfortunately, because there are other ways to learn that, but this survey is not the place that's going to shed any light on that.
Yeah, I was at this conference last week of young people, a next-gen conference, and my biggest takeaway was a lot of the issues very similar. In fact, telework in here, I found only 12% of the people teleworking, a little bit shocking to me, and a real frustration that people can't. That's true with whether it's young people or more senior folks. A lot of the issues very, very similar. Frustration about the amount of time that it takes to get things done.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because this next generation is supposed to be so terribly different from us. Now, I think they are with regard to feeling much more strongly about work-life balance.